man. What was it? Others looked at radio and saw a gadget.
Walter M. Sterling
looked at radio and saw a household possession capable of enriching the lives of millions.
Join the Walter M. Sterling Club.
Sterling on Sunday Weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. We know all about this stuff, vacation weather, because you ask us all the time about your vacation's forecast. And because you ask, we can tell when most people take vacations. And by far, it's this week. I know school gets back in session for many locations across the South, so families may be running out for one last blast of summer fun. What do you expect? A rather quiet week is what we expect, with hot and dry conditions, increasing humidities from south to north. The only expectations are two weak cold fronts, one exiting the northeast tonight, the second working around that dome of high pressure in the center of the country, pushing into the mid-Atlantic and New England by midweek. We also have dangerous heat in the San Joaquin Valley of California to start the week, though a new Pacific storm will start to work inland and bust that heat. And that new storm stalls over the Intermountain West, allowing the monsoonal flow to stay in place through the southwest through the end of the week. So here's hoping you remember your sunscreen, you find the beaches with clean, warm water for play, and the kids don't wreck the good times of your vacation week. We'll look into the tropics next in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The shooting has commenced on the curse of Oak Island and the curse of Civil War gold. What to expect later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
If you were selling alien abduction insurance policies, what state would you like to be in? I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Gary Arnell. I have an appointment with a specialist for my daughter. He shows up an hour and 40 minutes late in the examination room. Says he had an emergency in the morning and then he had to eat lunch before he came in to see us. Non-apologetic. What happened next in that examination room was incredible. You'll hear about it later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Oh, my God. All of his dilemmas involve dining, weddings, and doctors. He's like an old Jewish man from Jersey. Oh, he is an old Jewish man from Jersey. That's why all of his dilemmas focus on the same three things. Dining, weddings, and the doctor. I can't imagine anything worse than dating after you're 30. Oh, I did date after I was 30. There was nothing worse. I just missed online apps. I just missed dating apps. And it was a blessing because now I read all these articles about adults suffering, having to try to figure out how to make the apps work. Swipe right, swipe left, swipe up, swipe down. I can't even imagine what kind of a hell that is, online dating. But here's what most surprised me. Before online dating, before digital apps, before dating apps, the first thing you knew about a person was what? You knew their name. You knew their name. You knew their first name, and then during the course of a dinner or a lunch, there was the process of discovery. By the way, Matt, am I overmodulating? What? I sound good. No one has ever said that to me before. The first thing you knew about somebody was their name, their first name, their last name. You probably knew where they lived. You knew those two things before you went out on dinner with them, right? That's what you knew first. Today, it turns out that the last thing people find out about each other is their last names. If they meet on a dating app, Grindr, Tinder, whatever that is. Grindr, Tinder, I sound like your great-grandfather. What is that? That whole Grindr, Tinder thing? What is that nonsense? Well, it turns out the last name is the last thing they find out. Because the last name is obviously the key to everything. It's how you find out Facebook. It's how you find out Twitter. It's how you find out the with their tweets. Everything is keyed to the last name. Turns out that people over 40 have a particularly hard time dealing with online dating. It's particularly difficult. And coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to hear from Annie the bartender. And Annie the bartender is a good friend of mine who is a spectacular, interesting kind of person. And she will reveal from the bartender side what she sees men and women goofing on when they're at the bar. She's going to reveal what's stupid that guys do at the bar and that women do at a bar to pick up each other, the mistakes that are made. And she has interesting stories and, as I recall, interesting tattoos as well. That's coming up in just seconds. Have you done online dating? Have you done app dating, dating app dating? Because I just missed it. And the reason I need to know is I have a 16-year-old daughter and a 14-year-old daughter, and my daughters look like trouble. And I want to know what advice I should give, because I also see parents in wacky land who refuse to let their children have iPhones, who refuse to let their children go on social media, who refuse to let their kids have smartphones. I gave my kids smartphones when they were 4. And the reason I did is because I was sick and tired of fighting with them for those phones. Here are some things you can give your kid when you take away their smartphone. No, I don't want to go through that experience. I don't want to have that experience of taking away their smartphone and trying to find other things for them to do, like knitting and popsicle stick constructions and building castles in the air. No, thanks. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. What's that? I'm Walter Sterling. This is very simple. Follow along. I'm Walter Sterling. I am live every Sunday night. You and I get to be together every Sunday night live. Why do I do it every week live? Because whoever fills in for me is going to do the show better. There's no greater risk to my social security, my security, than to let someone else fill in, because no matter who it is, they're going to be better. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. I'd like to know your experiences with online dating, meeting somebody through a dating app, and the bizarre experience of the last thing you find out about somebody is their last name. This may be helpful.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
All right. I love forhims.com/Walter. Now, you've been going to that pharmacy for a couple months now. And there's Michelle, the pharmacist, who you've been flirting with inappropriately also for some time. Can you imagine how it will ruin your relationship with Michelle, who you've been flirting with for some time? Can you imagine how it will ruin your relationship with Michelle if you have to hand her a prescription for boner medicine? The little blue pill is now available at a reasonable price, many places, but not as reasonable as it is from me. I have arranged with forhims.com/Walter to give you the little blue pill, to give you an erection on demand, like those videos you watch at home, on demand, erections on demand, for free, for free. Go to forhims.com/Walter. You will communicate with a real doctor who will give you a real prescription, and the little blue pill for boners will be mailed to your home, to your office, to the secret UPS box that you have. For free! Get all the details. Get all the facts. Go to forhims.com, forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday. Tom in Missouri, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Did you try online dating, Tom?
I did.
Do you have your radio on, Tom? Do you have your radio on?
No, I do not have radio on.
Are you on a speaker?
I happen to be a truck driver. That's probably what
you're hearing. Oh, good. Congratulations. Welcome. I love truck drivers. How big is that rig?
Well, it's a sleeper with a 53-foot trailer.
Wow. Now, how good is the sleeper?
Not good.
Not good. Why?
Well, sometimes they don't take care of the pet like they should or something, and you can't really ask them to. But if you're not moving, you're not making money, so.
Which highway are you on, sir?
70 East, near Kansas City. Just heading out of Kansas City. I'm in Missouri now.
You're in Missouri now, so you can hear us on KMBZ or KMOX. It's pretty good.
Right.
Tell me about your online dating experience.
Well, at age 48, I heard you say you just missed the dating online, and I thought I did. But at age 48, I was forced to find an alternative, and I was already done running around and everything, you know, hitting the bars and... where do you go? Red Robin? Where, I mean, if you're not going to nightclubs and that. So I just reached out on Craigslist, believe it or not. And it was one of many of the computer lines that I was that I had touched to find somebody. And what we, you had said something about your daughter. I'm 50 now. And what I would recommend is, it worked out for us. I'm not sure it'll work out for anybody else. But I did find somebody online. And what we done was, she's 52, and what we done was we did all the dating stuff. You know, like you would find out, ask questions, you would talk, you would get conversations going, get relaxed and become yourself via the computer. So I believe that stuff, that wholesome family stuff, is still a big deal, and it can be done online as long as they take the time to do the steps. It's only whenever they try to rush, you know, that I'd be on them other sites and they would say, hey, would you like to meet up? Well, I mean, not really. I don't want to go, and I know this sounds bad, but I'm kind of old fashioned and I'm not wanting to go spend $60 on a dinner or something at a whatever it is, $50 at a movie, so that you never talk to me again. You know what I mean? Let's find out who you are. And that's what we did, my wife and I. We're now married.
How long did you communicate online before you had an actual date?
Oh. 2, maybe 3 months.
That makes sense to me. That makes sense. Because
it was over a month before I even knew her phone number to text her so that we could get off Craigslist.
That all makes sense. To me, there's nothing quite as terrifying as finding someone on Grindr or Tinder and say, let's hook up tonight, and you show up at somebody's apartment who you've never met before with the only purpose of having sex. To me, that's terrifying. Am I crazy?
No. As a matter of fact, anymore, you would want them to show up with their medical records and dating history and any, you know, disabilities, mental disabilities, you know. Have you ever been committed and things like that?
Yeah.
Have you ever had any diseases?
Yeah.
Exactly. That makes sense.
Well, Tom,
what we done, it worked out real good. And, well, not even 2 years later, we're married.
Yeah. Tom, listen, I am so grateful for every 18-wheeler who listens and calls into the show, like my buddy Keith Mortensen, who drives an 18-wheeler for UPS. I'm very grateful that you listen. I know you've got lots of choices, including that suspiciously boring satellite radio. Thank you so much for listening to Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I know many, many thousands of people are looking forward to our live video stream. And I just got a new computer upgrade, and all of a sudden the video streaming is a challenge, but I will make it work because I know you want to hear the live stream from the laundry room. Tonight I have something very special for you. Ready? Tonight you're going to have the opportunity to see the laundry room cats. But I have to get the darn stream to work. I'd like to sit here and give you some official dramatic reason as to why it's delayed, but no, really, I'm having trouble making it work. And I haven't had trouble in the past weeks, but we will have a live video stream. But I'd like to hear your experience with online dating and your experience with an online dating app. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. And then coming up in a few minutes, we're going to have an expert on the subject, a bartender, Annie the bartender, who has seen thousands of romance scenarios played out before her eyes and a bottle of gin. And we're going to hear her professional expertise on the subject. In my opinion, though, the scariest thing to me is if somebody is on a dating app, they say, let's hook up tonight. You expressly go to someone's apartment for the purpose of having sex. That is terrifying to me. I can't imagine anything scarier than that except getting herpes. Oh, and gee, that's how you get herpes. Kim in St. Louis, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Let's talk about your dating.
Okay. Hi. Well, first of all, I don't believe in those dating apps because my opinion is you never know who's going to be creepy enough to meet up with you. But my husband and I are visually impaired, and we met in a bowling alley on a blind bowling league. And this coming September 8th, we will be married 35 years. We've got two adult children and one grandson.
And the point of the story?
Well, you just was asking if anybody has ever used a dating app. I'm just saying that we didn't, and that's how we hooked up.
Well, how did you meet? Oh, you met two blind people met on a blind date at a bowling alley. Is that what you told me?
Yeah.
That's the best. Just that sentence alone. Two blind people met on a blind date at a bowling alley. At a bowling alley, there could be serious damage done by a group of blind bowlers. Is that a fair statement?
No, I don't think that's a fair statement at all. I mean, actually, we really didn't want to meet that way, but we did. And like I said, 35 years and two kids and one grandchild later.
It's amazing. Now, because you've been married so long, I'm going to give you an opportunity. Are you ready to win a prize announcement? Would you like to win a prize announcement?
Sure.
All you have to do is guess this voice.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
All right. Who do you think that is?
I have no clue.
I appreciate you call. Thanks so much for calling Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Giant show coming up tonight. We have Velo Hool. We have Annie the bartender who will give us expert advice on the mistakes she sees men and women when they're courting and flirting at the bar in front of a bottle of gin. And we're going to have the usual edition with Randy Thomas. An astonishing group of people. And what else I got? I got a lot of stuff. None of it I can remember at the moment. Why is that? Oh, yeah, you're old. 888-688-WALT. Have you dated online? Have you used an online app? I have a 16-year-old daughter. I'm going to have to give her advice soon. I have a 14-year-old daughter. I'm going to have to give her advice soon. And I just missed it. I just stopped dating officially right when those things became hot. And to me, they're terrifying because the last piece of information the two people exchange in that relationship and that dynamic is their last name. The first thing you knew probably when you started dating somebody was their last name. It's the first thing you knew. Now it's the last thing two people find out because why? Because the last name is the key to everything else. It's the key to the Facebook, the Twitter, everything. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. We are live on a hot Sunday night. It's exciting, isn't it? I've got so much stuff for you coming up. Plus, we're going to make the live video stream work. I think we're going to make it work in just seconds. I'm Walter M. Sterling. The name of the show is Sterling on Sunday. And my number is 888-688-9258. What's that? Oh, my God, you're kidding me. We're on WSB in Atlanta. How did something like that happen? Sterling on Sunday.
Just 4 days to the start of preseason NFL football. Who cares? But fall can't be far behind. We always need to stay weather alert. Meteorologist John Weatherby with details on Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The shooting has commenced. on the curse of Oak Island and the curse of Civil War gold. What to expect later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
If you were selling alien abduction insurance policies, what state would you like to be in? I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on part one of Florida Stories.
This is Gary Ornell. I have an appointment with a specialist for my daughter. He shows up an hour and 40 minutes late in the examination room. Says he had an emergency in the morning and then he had to eat lunch before he came in to see us. Non-apologetic. What happened next in that examination room was incredible. You'll hear about it later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
I just think that you said it. Just to be stupid.
All right, everybody who calls in tonight gets to guess the mystery voice in exchange for a prize announcement.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
All right, everybody who calls in tonight gets to
guess. Wow, what's this? What am I hearing in the background? What is that? Oh. I know what that is. Oh, we can't have that. All right, just a second. 888-688-WALT is my phone number. Now the live stream is working. If you go to Facebook and Walter M. Sterling, go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling, you will see a live stream from where? From my laundry room. From my laundry room. It's a stunning display this time. Usually we see the washer dryer, not tonight. Tonight you get to see live cats. Not the play or that terrifying new movie, but actual cats. Go to Walter M. Sterling at Facebook. Select the live stream and watch. Tonight you and I are talking about online dating, digital dating, app dating, terrifying things. I have a 16-year-old daughter, a 14-year-old daughter. They're going to be needing advice from me. Maybe you can give me some advice on how to deal with it because I just missed it. And to me, it is terrifying because everything's backwards. Everything, it's upside down world. The difference is that it used to be the first thing you knew about somebody was their name. Now the last thing you find out about somebody is their last name. Chris in Virginia on WMAL. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
So I work as a DJ in bars and clubs 6 nights
yes.
a week.
Yes.
And I've used online dating apps. And, you know, as a DJ, there's plenty of opportunity that comes to me. I don't really like to partake at work, but sometimes, you know. I like online dating apps, but the problem is that communication has just been broken down in relationships, and it destroys it. So there's so many options available out there for somebody. So if somebody is not happy in their relationship, they just get on the dating app. And if you're a female, you got 1,200 guys to choose from. And these relationships just last shorter and shorter. People are at the bars, club, you know, you seem to work there, seem to be in a different relationship every month or two. Or, it's just, if you're in a relationship these days, in the last 2-3 years, you're real lucky. You know,
all right, well, that's Chris, that's very interesting. Let's bring Annie in, who also works in the clubs, who also is a bartender. Annie, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi, Walter. Nice to talk with you.
All right, so we're on the phone with Chris, and Chris works in a club, and he says that the problem with online dating is that it takes away the need for real relationships. If things aren't going well in your real relationship, you just... you know, you thumb up, thumb right, whatever it is. How do you feel about that?
Oh, Chris, you are 100% right. You know, I believe nowadays, even if, again, divorce court, you can have your social medias sequestered. It's one of the ways that people are losing their relationships.
To online dating.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean... I am a part of the whole app scene, you know. I jumped in on that, but really, at the end of the day, I just call it boy shopping. I'm just like.
Well, Chris made the point, Annie, the bartender. Chris made the point that a girl online, a girl on an app, has got 1,300 guys she can choose from at any given time, and they'll all be very happy to meet her. Has that been your experience?
Yes and no. Guys are just as bad. There's this thing, it's called power tindering, and that's when a guy will go through the Tinder app or whatever app he's on, and swipe right onto every single girl he sees just to see what sort of match he gets. So even though, like, a girl could easily have lots of options, guys are throwing themselves out there in the deep end, too.
All right, so if you swipe right 20 times, how many times is a guy going to respond and want to go out with you?
I'd say probably about a third.
About a third.
Mm-hmm.
And when you meet up with a guy who you've met on Tinder or Grindr or whatever, how does that usually go? Does the picture never match, or are they ever better than the picture? Have you ever been pleasantly surprised?
Not a single time. Not once.
All right, 888-688-WALT. You and I are talking about online dating and dating apps. And I have a 14-year-old daughter and a 16-year-old daughter, and I just missed this. Now, the thing that scares me most about this, Annie, is that many folk use online dating apps and online dating for one-nighters, specifically for one-nighters. I'm not going to ask you if you've ever done that, unless, of course, you want to tell us if you've ever done that, if that's been a specific goal. But that would terrify me, to show up at someone's apartment specifically for sex, and I just met them.
Yeah, I would say that's fairly terrifying. And I have probably had about 3 dates that resulted from an online dating app, and they were all really creepy and presumptive. You know, I met a guy one time. He came by my house. We were, like, you know, he met me at the door. And we went to, like, you know, hit a local bar or get something to eat. And his first thing was to lean in to give me, like, a kiss on the mouth. I was like, yeah, no, this is not going to work. I think it's terrifying, too. It's creepy. But, you know, like, there's an app for everything. If that's what you're into, then God bless. Have at it.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Anthony in Maryland, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. You and I are talking to Annie the bartender. Hi.
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 Am I on? Yeah. So I used a really well-established online dating service, and it worked actually very well in the beginning. I met my wife, and we married, and we were happily married for about 6 years maybe, and then I began to learn she actually had some pretty severe mental illnesses, and things started going downhill at about the 10-year point, and about 3 years later, which was about a year ago, she actually took the children and left, and we're getting a divorce now. And ironically, when the divorce is over, I kind of see myself going back to online dating, because that's pretty much all I ever knew when I did it 13 years ago.
What online dating service did you use?
Well, it was eHarmony. I don't know if I was allowed to say that on the radio, but that was...
Why wouldn't you say it on the radio? If they were smart, they'd be a sponsor, but they're not that smart.
Yeah. Yes, it was eHarmony, you know, the nice man on the commercial.
Yeah.
And it worked actually pretty well. We did match on a lot of levels. But like I said, she had some bipolar disorder, and that didn't come out, obviously, on eHarmony. And I learned it after several years, and then the marriage just kind of started to fall apart, and we're right now in the midst of a divorce.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Because of that, I'm going to give you a chance to win a prize announcement. Would you like that?
Okay.
All right, yeah. See if you can guess whose voice this is.
When I had my heart attack and when we lost our house, you were right there by my side. You were there. You know something? I think that you're bad luck.
Anthony, who do you think that is?
Well, I think it's Winona Ryder, but I'm probably wrong.
Well, you're right in that they both have remarkable breasts, but it's not Winona Ryder, and I thank you very much for calling. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Talk.
All right, I love forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. Annie, have you ever been with a man who's used erection medicine?
If I have, it's a secret to me.
Probably not necessary. But the thing about boner medicine is it's not for a social condition. It's for a medical condition. Most men over the age of 30, from time to time, have trouble getting an erection. And there's no reason for that anymore because, like I said, it's a medical condition solved by a medical solution, a pharmaceutical drug. And you get it at 4hymns.com/Walter, finally for the right price. You ready? For free. That's right, for free. It used to cost $400 or $500. You go to 4hymns.com/Walter. They'll put you in touch with a real doctor. Doctor will ask you a few questions. You get a real prescription, and they mail you the medicine wherever you want it. Yes, I know you want it between your legs, but this is what's going to work and help you. 4hymns.com/Walter, F-O-R-H-I-M-S.com/Walter. I would suggest as a radio fact that if you're well endowed, you need more help. Going to 4hymns.com/Walter is practically an admission that you're well endowed. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday, no donation is too small.
What? What? Why do you always say I'm up 8 or 9 seconds after I'm supposed to be up? It makes it sound like I'm unprofessional and sloppy. And yet we all know that's the case. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Right now we're live streaming from the laundry room. I actually do my show from my laundry room. But tonight, instead of seeing a washer and dryer, you get to see my cats eating. They come and go at random times. It's just like you go to the zoo. Never do you get to the zoo at feeding time. You just missed it by 5 minutes. Annie Witter is a great bartender in New York City. Annie, when you look at people dating, trying to pick each other up at the bar, is there a consistent mistake you see guys make and a consistent mistake you see women make who are trying to make it?
On both sides of that coin, I would say drinking too much on the first date. You see that a lot because people are nervous. That's what you do when you're nervous, you know. You just, like, overindulge, and then you end up giving a really bad impression, like, around the first time. Or you end up making a decision that you otherwise wouldn't if you hadn't imbibed so much. But that's my job. My job is to help facilitate people getting laid. So I watch it happen, and you can always, always tell when there's a Tinder date sitting at the bar or a Match.com date or any one of those, that you sense the anxiety, you sense the awkward interactions, and then you get to slowly see people loosen up. And I got to say, I think I have a pretty strong track record with calling whether people are going to be going on a second date or not.
But you would say the biggest mistake people make is they drink too much at a bar.
No, on a first date.
On a first date. Too much alcohol on a first date. They say stupid things they didn't mean. Janet, listening on KMJ in Fresno, welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Hi there. Janet.
Hi, Janet. You're on with Annie, the bartender.
Hi, Janet.
Oh, my goodness. Hi there. How are you?
I'm great.
So you want to know my dating experiences?
Absolutely. Yeah. I want to know your online dating experiences. You bet.
Okay. Predominantly, I used Plenty of Fish and OkCupid, and I found that relatively they were the same people on both sites.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it—I don't know what it was about my profile, but I got matched a lot with cross-dressers. I don't know what that was about. I honestly, I'm 54. I look like I'm about 45, maybe.
Younger. Younger.
Yeah, I look younger.
You look younger to me.
And, you know, I'm not a barfly. I perform a lot in bars, so I'm not real big on hanging out in them. You know what I mean? I don't drink. I don't party or do drugs or anything like that. So that scene is not relevant to me. But as far as meeting men online, I think that both sides have it really bad. I think there are a lot of women out there that make us look bad, the good ones. Because they use men, you know, they'll go on a date to get a free meal, and I don't like that. I really don't like that because it damages people, you know. But from my end of it, just from my experience, I think that there are a lot of people online who are undateable.
What does that mean?
Socially retarded. I mean that they really should be in therapy than online trying to find someone. They really need to get some issues worked out. You know, I'm not their therapist. I'm compassionate, but on a first date, it's a little intense to go into heavy details about your divorce and things like that. I think that's just my opinion. I think first dates should be very lighthearted and just to kind of feel each other out. But that's just me. That's
no. Kind of my style. I think everybody would agree. There's nothing more terrifying than too much information on the first date. Now, listen, Annie, do you find that there are people who come to the bar over and over again and you conclude this person's undateable?
Yeah, because it maybe it's a guy and he's always bringing a different girl to the bar. There's a place that I've worked where that's exactly what happened. It's like, oh, Joe's here on his Thursday night Tinder date and it's always a different girl. And as a bartender, I call it my human cage. I'm like, oh, I'm in my human cage. I can't leave. I have to smile and nod and be nice. And they're absolutely like this guy, Joe. Totally undateable, because once you get to know him, you realize that he's a little nuts. What Janet was just saying, did you see the viral video about the bagel boss guy?
Yes, I did, yes.
Yeah, and that was one of his big gripes, that
right.
He was going onto dating sites and that women were taking advantage of him, which I thought was interesting considering that he was living out of his van.
Yeah.
But
at least he had a job. Luke in Georgia on WSB. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday with Annie the bartender.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, what's going on?
So I have been dating a girl that I met on Tinder for a little over a year and a half now, and we actually just moved in together 2 weeks ago.
Yay, congratulations.
How long did you know her on Tinder?
Oh, I think, so I knew her for about 2 weeks. We were communicating, then we went on our first date. And then it was a little over a month after that we went on our second, and then we kind of dated pretty regularly after that.
And how long until you knew her last name?
Actually, the first time we spoke, because I think it was in her Snapchat handle.
So this was very successful for you. That's terrific. Robert in Alaska, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hey, how you doing? Good, sir.
Good, sir. Hi.
So the reason I was calling in was I have a multitude of friends, not one, not two, not three, but like eight. But the stories that really pop to mind when I very first think about it are three of my friends. Now, the first one, he met a girl off of Tinder, and she ended up being a horrific alcoholic. All sorts of issues arose from that one.
But there's no way to filter out alcoholism on a Tinder. Annie, the bartender, I really appreciate you being with us tonight. I hope I can cajole you into coming back again next week, because you're just a spectacular guest.
Oh, my, thank you. Yeah, I think we can finagle that. I'll put you in the schedule, Walter.
Schedule. Thanks, Annie. Thank you, Annie, the bartender. Coming up in just seconds, you and I are going to hear Florida stories and the usual edition and the curse of Civil War gold. All of that and you on Sterling on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Each of our tropical basins has a little bit of activity tonight. Nothing really threatening. Most impressive is in the eastern Pacific. Tropical wave that's likely to become a tropical storm later this week, paralleling western Mexico. In the Atlantic, the National Hurricane Center is now watching a tropical wave near the central Bahamas. There's very little enthusiasm for this to develop. Only a 10% chance in the next 5 days, as this disorganized low will drift towards South Florida, enhancing midweek rains. One model, though, thinks this may form a tropical depression off the North Carolina coast next weekend. There's nothing else out there right now, and of course, we'll be watching. In the meantime, focus on your weather for tomorrow, which will be wet and stormy for most of us as we knock down the dangerous heat to start the new work week. And this will be a rarity as cooler, drier air makes its way all the way into the deep south. I think this front, however, will get hung up along the Gulf Coast late week, maybe interacting with that tropical wave. No other big storms will sweep across the country this week. That's good news. An update on your forecast coming up in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
Hi, this is Velo Hul of Muskegon, Michigan. The lack of gold has decimated the crew of the Curse of Civil War Gold, plus Mr. Toots and his super sperm. later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Find out what a 39-year-old Florida man does with his teenage daughter that gets them both arrested. Yes, it's the grossest thing you can possibly think of. For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker. That's coming up on Florida Stories.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, Walter M. Sterling. Wait, have all the grown-ups gone to bed? It's just you and me. Finally, we're alone in the laundry room where we tell our stories. I tell you my stories, you tell me yours, and right now at Facebook, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, you can see the laundry room in a live video stream. Technology is overwhelming us. A live video stream. That's right. All you had to do was buy a $2,000 computer, install software, make Facebook work. Make Facebook work on a consistent basis. Make sure you have the right browser, the right version of Chrome, so that you can see video streaming, and then you will see the laundry room. It's a Walter M. Sterling right now live. And every week we will stream the laundry room and I will show you something new. Every week we'll add something to the display. Isn't that amazing?
Parker, and this is Florida Story. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we go down to St. Petersburg, where a mom has to go to her mother's funeral in Georgia. So she leaves the two kids with their biological father. At night, he tucks them into bed, and once they are asleep, he leaves the 11-year-old and the 9-year-old alone to go to a strip club 9 miles away. According to the Tampa Bay Times, he consumed 4 to 5 Jack and Cokes before driving home. And about 2:30 in the morning, he was met at his house by the cops, who had already been called to the scene. Because look, 9-year-old, 11-year-old, that's almost old enough to be left alone. Except for here's the horrible, disgusting, tragic Florida twist. The 11-year-old has severe autism and brain damage and was having problems, and the 9-year-old girl had to go run for help. Where's daddy? He's at the strip club. Hold my beer.
Wait,
Hold my beer.
What?
For our next Florida story, we go down to Orlando, Florida. 23-year-old Chicago woman was at Disney's Hollywood Studios trying to get into the Tower of Terror. According to the Orange County Sheriff's Office report, fast passes were not valid for the Tower of Terror. And so she just walked quietly to the next. No, she didn't do that. She leans over the podium and starts hitting buttons on the control pad for the Tower of Terror ride. And so the employee pushes her hands away. She gets punched in the face. Security intervenes. I wouldn't be surprised if something like this happens every day at Disney World. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go down to the Tampa area, where a 44-year-old Florida woman is out all night drinking, comes home at 5:30 in the morning, finds her husband sleeping on the couch, proceeds to attempt to get romantic with him. And I don't know if it was out of malice or enthusiasm, but she managed to grab her husband's junk so hard that the victim crumpled over and had trouble walking. She told cops she was just trying to arouse her spouse. He said she was upset because he didn't want to do it. I know what you're thinking. What does she look like? Well, even if she had done her hair, it's a no. Even if she had put on makeup, it is a no. Even if she lost a lot of weight, it would be a no. This is just a no all the way around. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Altamont Springs, Florida, where some genius Florida man has seized on a cool little trend that's been happening. Have you heard about the guys that want to storm Area 51 and find out once and for all whether or not there's aliens or a spacecraft or whatever in there? Well, this Florida man has an insurance agency and is now offering limited or comprehensive alien abduction insurance. He also offers reincarnation insurance, asteroid insurance, and even insurance for anyone who storms Area 51 and doesn't make it out alive. That's funny, Parker. That's just a publicity stunt, isn't it? No, actually, he has sold thousands of these policies, and one policyholder actually made a claim. Although, as of today, the claimant has been unable to provide evidence. Of course. Florida 1, aliens 0. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
You see, a couple months ago, I asked Howard Stern to come on this show to promote his book, Howard Stern Comes Again. And he said, he was very flattered. And then we went to the intermediary, who was very flattered. And then we went to the publisher, who was, we're going to try to schedule it. We'll try to schedule it before Father's Day, see if any of this sounds familiar, Randy West. And then the last request, it said, the publisher said, they were concerned about too much exposure for Howard Stern and this book, and therefore weren't going to schedule him to come on my show. Well, here's the thing. I understand. This show is so hot. We're on so many stations, giant radio stations like KMBZ in Kansas City and KDKA in Pittsburgh, that it could in fact overexpose anything. Now, I've had a long relationship with Howard Stern, and it's a wonderful relationship. I had the privilege of going to his wedding. I had the privilege of helping him join Sirius Satellite Radio and to work with him. He is a pro. He is a delight. I love Howard, and he is the greatest broadcaster alive. A couple years ago, Howard and Beth gave my family cats, two cats, Samson and Delilah. And I'm like, well, if Howard's publisher is afraid to let him on the show, I figure we could promote the book, Howard Stern Comes Again, by putting his cats on the show. Right now, if you go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling, Facebook page Walter M. Sterling, you will see a live video stream of the cats that Howard Stern blessed us with. And I thank you for them, Howard. And I'm proud to promote your book. It would have been great to have you on, but I understand that this show could risk overexposure for pretty much anything. Take a look at the cats. These are happy cats. Randy West, let's talk about the game show phenomena, about the primetime game show phenomena on network TV the past few summers. Did you ever expect to see these game shows? Family Feud, To Tell the Truth, Match
Your
Game.
Luck.
Press Your Luck, yeah, come back to life. Did you ever expect to see this?
I had lost all faith that these wonderfully honed formats from the past would ever get back on television, because for two decades, people have tried to screw with them, for lack of a more elegant term. You know, let's change it to be more inappropriate to the new audience. And they screwed around with these formats for, I can't tell you how many pilots and run-throughs and presentations. And just when you thought there was no hope for any purity in the return, it turned out the next generation of producers came up, folks who were game show fans when these were first popular. They respected the work that had gone into them. And as long as they remain pure, we are seeing that they work. These shows that are on ABC, Family Feud, Press Your Luck, Pyramid, Match Game, these are all pulling huge numbers.
Well, coming up in just seconds, I want you to reveal which of these shows are doing best in the ratings, which one not doing so great. I want your opinion about which revival you think is the best show and which one is not so great. Coming up in just seconds with Randy West, who's a Hollywood bon vivant, a Hollywood talent par excellence, and a great friend of the show.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
I love ForHims.com/Walter. ForHims.com/Walter is a website of a company that makes products for who? For men. Makes products for you and me. And not for women. They make hand cream that's spectacular and it doesn't smell like your kindergarten teacher. They make balding medicine that brings back your hair that doesn't smell like your kindergarten teacher. And for a very limited time, this might be the last week, you can finally get medicine that'll give you the erection of your dreams on demand for free. Try Hims for a month today for just $5, and they'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last with boner medicine for free. You talk to a doctor, you get a real prescription. They mail you the prescription to your home office, your home, your office, your UPS box, wherever you want. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy, but you can get it for free. That's right. boner medicine for free. Go to forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Sterling on Sunday. No monkey was harmed.
888-688-WALT, Randy West, who is a brilliant Hollywood... What are you? You're
what
like
am
you're
I?
You're an actor, a voiceover star. You're a audience warm up expert. You're a great performer,
Thank you. You're
like a Hollywood bon vivant. And you're writing the definitive book filled with Hollywood gossip. Is that a fair statement?
Exactly. All the flukes and flakes and mistakes and feuds and felonies. It's all in the big book, and it's coming, and you will be first to hear about it. But that's not why I called. I called because my automatic ice maker on the LG refrigerator is on the fritz, and I've yet to own a refrigerator where the ice maker didn't die before the entire machine did. Is there any hope for me? Do you have any advice?
Because our ice maker also did not work in our refrigerator when we moved into the house. And what I ultimately did was unscrew it to free up more room in the freezer.
Ah, well, right now it's in the process of screwing me, but that may be my revenge.
Now, I can tell you another story about that. In our last home that we lived in, we did not have an automatic ice maker. However, fortunately, I knew something about them. And one morning I walked into our kitchen. Mm-hmm. And in our kitchen was a pristine, completely still quarter inch of water on the floor.
Oh, no.
Covering the entire kitchen floor. But remember, we didn't have an ice maker. But I remembered how those ice makers got filled.
Mm-hmm.
They get filled with a little tiny fish aquarium type hose that goes into the back from the water line.
Right.
And I'm like, well, this must have used to have had an ice maker. And sure enough, that little hose had broken, and covered our kitchen floor with about a quarter inch of perfect clear water. You wouldn't even know it if you didn't step in it.
Mm-hmm.
That wasn't the problem. The problem was that had been running all night, and the basement was completely filled with water from stupid hose. Now, Randy West is the biggest game show fan ever. He was an announcer on The Price is Right. Oh, my God, an announcer on The Price is Right. Like the Babe Ruth, the home run of announcer jobs. Is that right?
That's the major league. Yet getting to yell, a new car! That's golden.
Now, as the biggest fan of game shows, when you look at the revival of To Tell the Truth and Match Game and all of the shows that have hit primetime, Press Your Luck, all the shows that have hit primetime in the past few seasons, which ones are doing the best in the ratings, Randy?
They're all doing amazingly well. Very best in the ratings. Well, it's tough because you can split those demographic numbers any way you like, but Press Your Luck has been a huge hit in its return this summer. Pyramid might actually be out distancing that. It's the third summer that's been back for ABC. And all of these shows are doing well. If you want to count a non-traditional game, Big Brother, that's the mother of them all right now. Big Brother outscores all of them. Then come shows like The Wall, which is where they drop those giant balls down the big wall. This new Spin the Wheel, which is just a show with a big wheel. That's about it, an hour of a big wheel going around. It scored well in its debut. It's down a little bit in its second airing. Hollywood Game Night with, what is her name? It'll come to me in a moment. Jane Lynch, right. She does very well, too. And even a new show for ABC is starting to show some hope, and that's a thing called Family Food Fight. I didn't say Family Feud. I said Family Food Fight. And it's recipes and judging and people throwing food at each other. What else could Vladimir Zorkin ever expected of his invention?
Randy West, I was excited about The Wheel because a Backstreet Boy was promoting it. But the thing about The Wheel that disappointed me is like, okay, so somebody starts to spin it, but a computer or something stops it.
It has
nothing to do with the momentum of the spin. And therefore, to me, the wheel, in fact, relative to the game, is unimportant.
It's like video system. Yep, it's just supposedly a random, but it's not a random.
It's not. It's like video poker. It's like playing video 21. It has nothing to do with you even pulling the wheel. Now, in your opinion, because you are an expert in game shows, which of the revival shows do you think is the best, and which one do you think is the worst?
Wow. The worst? That's always a loaded question. I don't care for Holy Moly, which is rated well for ABC because of its lead-in, I think.
All right, now explain what Holy Moly is.
This is a giant, it's an import from some third world country of television, and it's a giant miniature golf crazy bunch of challenges. You know, miniature golf, you got to throw the ball between the bowling pins or whatever. This thing is huge. It's on an explosive scale. It's miniature golf on steroids. And you know what? I don't care. But apparently enough people do. See, it's not a play-along kind of thing. A good game show, like Match Game, invites you to come up with your own answer. You know, Mary poured gravy on John's blank. And everybody laughs. And what do you think the answer is? That's play-along. Wheel of Fortune, you see some letters. What must that phrase be? That's play-along. Watching somebody play miniature golf or spin this big wheel and drop balls down on a big wall, none of that does much for me. Family Feud, that's play-along. You know, gee, what's that missing answer we don't have yet? But who's to say? Of the shows that I think are done best, I'm partial to the return of Press Your Luck, which is one of the new ones that came in this season. And I'm partial to it because I was one of the champions, the very first retired champion on that show back 35 years ago.
How much did you win?
Then they had a limit. The time you reached 25,000 or exceeded it was your last day. So I won 29,000 and change, and they sent me home. They had limited winnings in those days because it was still reminiscent of the big quiz show scandals.
Right.
Yeah.
And which do you think is the best revival?
Well, you and I were talking earlier about Match Game. And, you know, it's captured the magic of that 1970s, you know, Brett Summers and Charles Nelson Reilly insanity that Gene Rayburn hosted.
Well, this is Randy West. I want to thank you so much for being on Sterling on Sunday. Always a great guest, great friend of the show. I appreciate everything you do, and I can't wait for you to finish that darn book so that we can promote it. Thank you, Randy West.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you, Walter.
Okay, my friend. This is Sterling on Sunday. Coming up tonight, we have the usual edition. We have the Curse of Civil War Gold and the most important new feature of all, which is the American Pastoral Life in the Drive-Thru Brew. There's nothing else like this on the radio, thank God. I'm live on a Sunday night. Watch Facebook, Walter M. Sterling. Look at the live stream. See the cats.
Vacation weather. Because you ask us all the time about your vacation's forecast. And because you ask, we can tell when most people take vacations. And by far, it's this week. I know school gets back in session for many locations across the South, so families may be running out for one last blast of summer fun. What do you expect? A rather quiet week is what we expect, with hot and dry conditions, increasing humidities from south to north. The only expectations are two weak cold fronts, one exiting the northeast tonight, the second working around that dome of high pressure in the center of the country, pushing into the mid-Atlantic and New England by midweek. We also have dangerous heat in the San Joaquin Valley of California to start the week, though a new Pacific storm will start to work inland and bust that heat. And that new storm stalls over the Intermountain West, allowing the monsoonal flow to stay in place through the southwest through the end of the week. So here's hoping you remember your sunscreen, you find the beaches with clean, warm water for play, and the kids don't wreck the good times of your vacation week. We'll look into the tropics next in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the usual edition from Washington, D.C., where Democrats rule the House of Representatives. This week, Congress was overwhelmed with brilliant, deep testimony from Robert Mueller. Listen and learn.
The name of the firm that produced that was Fusion GPS. Is that correct?
Well, I'm not familiar with that.
Of course, the much bigger issue in our nation's capital and through much of the country is found in this probing report.
We are probing, always probing, in Washington, D.C., in the corridors of power, and this vital debate must be settled, or our heavily divided country will never calm down and get back to Downton Abbey.
For a number of years now, chat forums have been awash with a debate on which game is better, Minecraft or Roblox. Both games are similar in some ways, being open-world games aimed at a younger audience, in which players not only explore virtual environments, but create their own. Although the games are quite different, there are some fundamental similarities, one of which is that players hone their creative skills by changing the landscape of the virtual world. The player becomes the creator, a young virtual industrialist. Both games have been wildly successful, accruing millions of fans worldwide, and to some extent, transforming our idea of what a video game is.
Which is better, Roblox or Minecraft? This requires deeper probing. I'm Jim, probing. Where's Ruth?
Next, our whip-around microphones land in the country of Erythrea for commentary on the work of the Chicago police force. James from the Midwest has the report.
Oh, Rachel. Rachel, I miss the probes. Here's the important revelation about the loveland known as Eritrea.
Men in Eritrea have been asked by the President Isaias Afwerki-led government to marry more than one wife or risk being jailed for life. This is contained in a statement in Arabic by the Grand Mufti, the highest official of religious law in the country, which scanned copy surfaced on social media sites on Thursday last week. In the statement, Eritrea called for all men in the country to marry at least two wives, and the government assured the men that it would pay for the marriage ceremonies and houses. According to the government, the order is because there is an acute shortage of men occasioned by casualties during the civil war with Ethiopia. The document in Arabic, which is in Arabic, says, based on the law of God in polygamy, and given the circumstances which the country is experiencing in terms of men shortage, the Eritrean Department of Religious Affairs has decided on the following: first, that every man shall marry at least two women, and the man who refuses to do so shall be subjected to life imprisonment with hard labor.
Many American men believe that marrying one woman is hard labor for life.
Please evacuate this building.
Oh, what have I done? I've made a harmless joke about women, and the Me Too police are coming. Oh, no.
Excuse me, we must evacuate the building.
Sterling on Sunday. Last week, Judy in Dallas told this terrible joke.
I was wondering, what do you feed a gay horse? Hey!
And now, this week's terrible joke from Judy in Dallas.
All right, Judy in Dallas, tell us your terrible joke.
Okay. What is the difference between a hard hit baseball and a maggot's father?
And a what father?
Maggot. Maggot's father.
A maggot's father, is that right?
Yeah, maggot.
What is the difference between a hard hit baseball and a maggot's father?
One is a pop fly and one is a fly pop.
Do you have the radio on, Judy?
I have my ThinkPad's on.
You have your what on? Your ThinkPad? No, you shouldn't have the radio on.
It's on mute.
Okay, now tell the joke again.
What is the difference between a hard hit baseball?
A hard hit baseball.
And a maggot's father.
And a maggot's father.
Yes. One is a pop fly. And what is a fly pop?
Oh, hard it is to do anything. It's just very complicated to do anything. No, really. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I'm Walter M. Sterling. A couple months ago, I asked Howard Stern to come on Sterling on Sunday to promote his new book, Howard Stern Comes Again, because Howard has been a good friend to me and a good friend to my family, and I think I've been a pretty good friend to him. However, he's been a really good friend to me. I invited him to come on, and they said, well, we have to check with the publisher. And they checked with the publisher, and the publisher said maybe Father's Day. And then Father's Day passed, and I said, well, can Howard come on my show to promote his book now? And they said, listen, we're very worried about overexposure. We think Howard has been overexposed, and his book has been overexposed. And therefore, we're very hesitant to put him on your show because, they didn't say this, but because your show is huge. It's just freaking huge. And anything that gets near it, it's like sunlight. It's like burning bright light, magnesium light. They're terrified to get anything near my show because it will take anything over the edge. Anything that comes on this show goes way over the edge and becomes huge. And I'm like, oh, okay. But I still wanted to promote his book. And I'm grateful for the fact that Howard Stern gave my family our cats. We have two beautiful cats, and that's because of Howard. I figured out a way to promote Howard's book and to thank him for the cats. Go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling at Facebook, Walter M. Sterling page on Facebook, and right now, for a limited time, you will see a live stream of the cats that Howard Stern gave me and my kids. Howard and Beth gave us these cats. You might as well enjoy them. No, I'm not kidding. Howard Stern really gave us the cats, and it's feeding time. You know when you go to a zoo and you want to see the seals fed or the walrus fed? You always missed it. Next feeding time in 5 hours. What? What? We just missed it? Right now, the cats are eating. The cats that Howard Stern gave me are eating. I figure, well, if he can't come on the show, if his publisher refuses to let him come on my show, at least I can promote his book and share these incredibly beautiful cats that we got. Go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling on Facebook. Oh, my God, this is a lot of work tonight.
I'm Charlie Van Dyke. Sterling on Sunday now presents It's Boner Time.
Yes, finally. You can get the boner you want on demand. The boner you want on demand. How? I love forhymns.com/Walter. 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 Lets you get erection medicine for free. Subscribe to forhymns.com/Walter for just $5 a month. And in thanks, they're going to give you free boner medicine. This is real medicine for a medical problem. It's not because your wife smells bad or because, you're too drunk to get it up. It's a medical condition for people over the age of 30, for men over the age of 30. Now, and it took me forever to get them to agree to this, so take advantage of it. You can get the medication for free. You get in touch with a doctor. You get a real prescription. They send you the medication wherever you want, discreetly, nicely packaged. Try for HIMS for a month today for just $5. We'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information, which costs hundreds of bucks if you went to a doctor or pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Now, the American Pastoral. Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. Last time, Mrs. Erickson wanted to break the law and have a lottery ticket put in her trunk. And Officer Carducci was threatening to give a ticket for landscape violations.
I'm the manager of the Drive-Thru Brew. This is all happening a little fast for me. I can't take it all in.
You're getting a ticket for your drive-through brew grass being too high.
High? Grass? I'm in.
No, Nickelodeon named Josh. I said your grass is too high outside the drive-through brew. As a police officer, I can leave no stone unturned.
Stoned? I'm in.
Officer, can I share some fine brew with you on this hot day?
Are you trying to bribe me, boy?
Bribe you with a boy? What are you, a priest and a manager?
I'm here to buy a lottery ticket, and I won't leave until I have one put in my trunk.
Mrs. Ferguson, there is an officer of the law right here. If I put a lottery ticket in your trunk, I would be violating state law, and he would arrest me.
Just put it in the trunk, under the black garbage bags filled with that talcum powder my son Eric is taking back to the community college.
Bags of talcum powder?
Next time on American Pastoral, life at the drive-thru brew.
Oh, that sure feels good on my sweaty feet.
A production of the Sterling on Sunday Desperados. Word Carr speaking.
All right, now if you go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling, right now, you can see the cats that Howard Stern gave me. And you can see the cover of his book, which you should buy. I invited Howard to come on the show as a guest. His publisher said this show would risk overexposure to both Howard and his book. And I can understand. This is a white-hot show. A white-hot show. It's the fastest-growing show in network radio. Even though no one in the affiliate relations team at Westwood One has ever actually heard this show, it's a white-hot show. It's a freaking white-hot show. And therefore, I understand that Howard's publisher said he can't come on. I understand it. I don't take it personally. It's fine. His intermediary said, gee, maybe he could come on at Christmas. And I'm like, totally understand. Mr. Stern, very busy. Love Howard. Love his wife. And he gave us the cats. And I figured, well, the least I can do is show you the great cats that he gave us that we adopted. Thank you, Howard. And the cover of his book, and I hope to heck you buy this book, Howard Stern Comes Again. He couldn't be on, but his cats can be on. Go to Facebook at Walter M. Sterling right now. It's feeding time for the cats. Now, you just heard Drive Through Brew, American Pastoral Drive Through Brew. As with all professional performances, there are many different rehearsals and interpretations of the script. There are many different interpretations of the script. In one script, the one you just heard, the officer, played by J.J. Wilson, the officer did it in a southern voice. But he offered us a second read. He offered us a different read. And I'd like you to hear it again with the alternate read, and then you can call in and let me know which you think is better. All right? Let's listen to American Pastoral Drive-Through Brew with the alternate read.
Now, the American Pastoral. Life at the Drive-Thru Brew. Last time, Mrs. Erickson wanted to break the law and have a lottery ticket put in her trunk. And Officer Carducci was threatening to give a ticket for landscape violations.
I'm the manager of the Drive-Thru Brew. This is all happening a little fast for me. I can't take it all in.
All right, you're getting a ticket for your drive-thru brew grass being too high.
High? Grass? I'm in.
No, Nickelodeon named Josh. I said your grass is too high outside the drive-thru brew. Now, as a police officer, I can leave no stone unturned.
Stoned? I'm in.
Officer, can I share some fine brew with you on this hot day?
Are you trying to bribe me, boy?
Bribe you with a boy? What are you, a priest and a manager?
I'm here to buy a lottery ticket, and I won't leave until I have one put in my trunk.
Mrs. Ferguson, there is an officer of the law right here. If I put a lottery ticket in your trunk, I would be violating state law, and he would arrest me.
Just put it in the trunk, under the black garbage bags filled with that talcum powder my son Eric is taking back to the community college.
bags of talcum powder?
Next time on American Pastoral, Life at the Drive-Thru Brew.
Oh, that sure feels good on my sweaty feet.
A production of the Sterling on Sunday Desperados. Word Carr speaking.
Well, which version do you think was better? The first one, where the officer played it with a southern accent, or where he played it with an Irish brogue for unknown reasons? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. This is your chance to have a profound impact on the media! The media, ladies and gentlemen, the media is what's destroying everything! Don't you love it when guys making $20 million a year and then they go play golf, scream about the media? The mainstream media? They are the mainstream media. Those guys on Fox News, that is the mainstream media. And when you call me at 888-688-WALT, guess what? You're the media. That's how it works. You're the media. 888-688-WALT. Did you prefer the bit, the drive-through brew bit with a traditional southern accent or with the cop playing with an Irish brogue? Eric Ferguson's mom. Eric's Ferguson's mom. American Pastoral Drive-Thru Brew. Well, coming up, I'm going to reveal to you some of the behind-the-scenes secrets of how this show gets made. Not that anyone's interested or should be, but that's what we're going to do. Plus, we're going to have Gary Arnell's Dilemma. That's coming up tonight. It's just a jam-packed show, and I look forward to talking to you at 888-688-WALT. Sterling on Sunday.
Walter M. Sterling.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. We know all about this stuff, vacation weather, because you ask us all the time about your vacation's forecast. And because you ask, we can tell when most people take vacations. And by far, it's this week. I know school gets back in session for many locations across the South, so families may be running out for one last blast of summer fun. What do you expect? A rather quiet week is what we expect, with hot and dry conditions, increasing humidities from south to north. The only expectations are two weak cold fronts, one exiting the northeast tonight, the second working around that dome of high pressure in the center of the country, pushing into the mid-Atlantic and New England by midweek. We also have dangerous heat in the San Joaquin Valley of California to start the week, though a new Pacific storm will start to work inland and bust that heat. And that new storm stalls over the Intermountain West, allowing the monsoonal flow to stay in place through the southwest through the end of the week. So here's hoping you remember your sunscreen, you find the beaches with clean, warm water for play, and the kids don't wreck the good times of your vacation week. We'll look into the tropics next in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
This is Velo Hool of Muskegon, Michigan. The shooting has commenced. On the curse of Oak Island and the curse of Civil War gold, what to expect later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
This is the worst story you will hear about a sexual encounter with twin sisters all year. I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. That's coming up on part two of Florida Stories, and it's the freaking OJs, man.
This is Gary Arnell. I have an appointment with a specialist for my daughter. He shows up an hour and 40 minutes late in the examination room. Says he had an emergency in the morning and then he had to eat lunch before he came in to see us. Non-apologetic. What happened next in that examination room was incredible. You'll hear about it later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT, Marion, Jewel, Riley, Judith, J.G., Ann, Kopp, and Ann Nupp. Welcome. You're my Midnight Misfits. D. Wells, Beryl Kravitz, John Kelly in Another Country, Moses Mary Furlong, Mike Garay, Michael Garay, oh my God, Neil Paul, Judy Anderson, Ben White, Joe Ramone, Bill White, the legendary Bill Wright, Eric Ferguson, Jim Kelly, all the Midnight Misfits. It's you. It's just us. It's you and me. Have all the grown-ups gone to bed? Great. You get to tell me your stories. I get to tell you mine. Mike in California, we just played two versions of American Pastoral Drive-Thru Brew. Mike listening in California, which version did you like best?
Walter, I got to tell you, I'm literally blown away about what I just heard. I'm going to be frank with you. I didn't like either of them. literally, what I want you to do with that sound bite, I want you to go into your computer, and I want you to delete it, and then I literally want you to take your external hard drive out of your computer and smash it with a hammer so no one will ever hear that again.
Mike, specifically about the American Pastoral Drive-Thru Brew, what disturbed you the most?
Well, what disturbed me the most is that literally my six-year-old niece could probably come up with a story better than that.
Is she available?
What does that mean?
Does it mean could she write for the show?
Absolutely she could write for the show. If you give me your email, I'd be happy to send you some short stories.
WalterMSterling@gmail. WalterMSterling@gmail. Every email gets answered, and I appreciate every email. John in Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday, listening on WPHT, home of Dom Giordano.
Oh, hello. How are you?
Charmed to be with you, John.
Yeah, I just found out I have a second cousin I never knew I had. So that means my grandpa was making aunts and uncles I never knew existed.
And how does that make you feel, small or excited?
Well, it probably, I don't know. I really can't figure this one out. I don't know how to, it just makes me, it's normal. It's always been normal. But
I have advice for you. Would you like some advice?
I have a dilemma. What is the advice I'm asking you? Literally, what would you do if you found out?
I would buy an old car and tear up all your credit cards. Don't go into debt and read the Bible. Ellen in Philadelphia, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. 888-688-9258. The famous Ellen in Philadelphia, welcome.
Oh, gee whiz. This is probably a bad mistake, but, you know, it's appointment radio. You've got a goofy but fun and sexy show, and I like it. And, you know, I think Howard should come on your station. Yeah, it's good. You know, the only thing is, you know, we only get the last 2 hours in Philadelphia, and, you know, I'd like to hear the whole thing, but...
Fortunately, the, quote, decision-maker... the, quote, decision-maker who decided to only put on the last 2 hours is gone! He's gone! He's freaking gone! And what that means is that at any moment, Skip will put on all 3 hours. That's what it means. Now, right now, on Facebook Live at Walter M. Sterling, you can see my cats in the basement. Last week we saw the washer-dryer. This week you can see my cats. Why are you seeing my cats? It's because Howard Stern gave me these cats, gave our family these cats. Why? Because we're nice. And also, I asked him a couple months ago to come on the show to promote his book, Howard Stern Comes Again. It's a great book. It's a fantastic book. I went through proper channels. I went to the intermediary, who went to the publisher, who said maybe Father's Day, who said then maybe Christmas. And I'm like, you know, if Howard was involved, he'd be on the show. But they left it in the hands of an intermediary and a publisher, because I love Howard. He's the greatest broadcaster who ever lived. Nobody comes close. The radio industry has yet to come close to thanking him and giving him the accolades that he deserves. Hasn't even touched it. And I'm like, well, if his publisher refuses to let him come on the show, well, why? Because they were afraid of overexposure, too much exposure for him in the book. And I can understand. This is a white-hot show. This is the fastest-growing show in network radio. Anything that comes on this show, boom, becomes huge immediately. Huge, freaking huge. For hims.com/Walter, they can't believe the response that they're getting, because I have an entire audience of 2.3 million men who have trouble getting erections. Problem solved. Now, the publisher of Howard Stern's book, Howard Stern Comes Again, is afraid of overexposure, too much exposure, and therefore they didn't want him to come on the show. Well, I'm like, I want to help my friend Howard sell his book. There, if you go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling page, Facebook, you can watch right now live video of the cats that Howard Stern gave me and see the cover of his book, which you better buy. Beryl Kravitz, Ben Wells, D. Wells. Hold on, I got to pick this paper up. Nate Tester, Judy Anderson. I'm sorry, I'm having so much trouble. There we go. Frank Cohn, Ken Forbes, Ken Brandenburg. Ken, you are a good friend. Jennifer Hayden, Edie Vallez, Charlie Green, John Hornan, you are the Midnight Misfits. You and I do not get, we don't fit in. God bless the Australians. The Australians have a new law on the book that is the best law I've ever heard in my life. The greatest law I have ever heard in my life. I will share that with you in just seconds on Sterling on Sunday.
I'm James Parker. Welcome to part two of Florida Story. For our next Florida Story, we go to Deltona. A 59-year-old Florida woman on a Tuesday afternoon buys a scratch-off ticket and wins $20,000. So she took that money, invested it wisely, and lived happily ever after. No, this is Florida. She went out with her son and his girlfriend and bought three bags of drugs, which tested positive for heroin and fentanyl. They searched Florida woman's house, and they also find more heroin, prescription pills, ecstasy, cocaine residue, and a partridge in a pear tree. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go down to Bradenton, where a Florida man, every day when he's driving to work, he sees the same panhandler. Day after day, week after week, month after month, he has to pass this guy. And finally, his heart compels him to do something about it, a more permanent solution than just giving him a couple bucks. He offers him a job, $15 an hour, just to do some yard work and pick up around the house. And he says he'll also help him find a place to stay. The panhandler responds, "Absolutely not," and then pushes against the man, kicks the tire of his Jeep, and tells him to leave. So the Florida man's heart is absolutely broken. He just reached out to another human being in need and was rejected. So he hatches plan B. He goes home. He makes up his own sign. And then he goes and stands next to the panhandler all day. The sign reads, "I offered him $15 an hour to do yard work for me, and he refused. If we as a community stop paying them, they will leave our neighborhood." It's a panhandling vigilante Florida man. The local ABC affiliate goes down and interviews our new hero. And the quote says, "The only way to get them to leave is people need to stop giving them money." Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
I saved the worst for last. If you have kids in the car, just turn it off for about 2 minutes. Let's go down to Wakulla County, where the first bad sign is this couple lives on a compound. This couple that's in their 50s also has a 22-year-old set of twins, reportedly enslaved by their adoptive parents and abused, and they were forced to wake up at 5:30 in the morning to perform farm work all day, prohibited from interacting with people outside the home, and yeah, the dad was sleeping with them. That is absolutely the most horrific life I could imagine for a little girl. And it's bad enough that there's a man that would be willing to do that to his own daughters, but he has a wife who is sticking with him through all of this? How does that make you feel if you're single? This guy who's done the most horrific thing you've heard of all year has a girlfriend, has a wife, and you don't. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Oh, do we love Florida Stories? Is James Parker the best? He's just the best. What an amazing talent. I'm so grateful for him. Now, do you want to hear every talk show tomorrow? This is the preview of every talk show tomorrow. Are you ready? This is what you're going to hear.
These people are clowns.
You're going to hear it all day tomorrow on all the big talk shows. The $20 million a year guys, they're going to be playing this and they're going to go,
"These people are clowns."
Isn't that hysterical? Trump says the Democrats are clowns.
These people are clowns.
They're going to play that audio all day tomorrow. You get to hear it here first because, you know, we believe...
These people are clowns.
We believe in screaming at the Democrats no matter what. No matter what, the problem in America is them. They are the problem. They're the problem. If it wasn't for them, there wouldn't be any trouble. Do we got music for this, Matt? Hi. Are we on the air? Do we have music for this? What do you mean, oh, hang on? What were you doing? You were at the vending machine? You got a Snickers already. What's the problem? What do you mean you got it now? Did that damn thing freeze? Please tell me it froze. That's what it was? Start it again. If I'm going to do a bit, we're going to do it right. Start it again. This is what you're going to hear all day on the radio tomorrow. All day.
These people are clowns.
And then you're going to hear this screaming at the Democrats. My God, the problem with our country is them. If those people would only go away, we'd be fine. Oh, who? You know who I'm talking about. You know who caused the trouble. It's them. If only we got rid of them, we'd be happy. Our schools would be pure. Our sewers would be pure. But they don't even have regular bowel movements. They don't even have regular bowel movements. God bless Carbonite. Now I'm going to go play golf.
These people are clowns.
All right, that's enough. 888-688. That's enough. 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 888-688-WALT. 888-688-WALT. Now, before I do the show, I will take you backstage and tell you a secret. The secret is that before I do the show, I have to get in the mood. I have to get in the right frame of mind. And frankly, I've been in a crappy frame of mind the whole show because I did not have a chance to get in the mood. What does that mean, to have a drink? No. Do you hear that ambient sound in the background? That's the portable air conditioner here in the laundry room, which I share with the cats and a monkey. Now, you can see the cats right now if you go to Facebook, Walter M. Sterling. Live stream of the cats, given to me by Howard Stern. And it's also a way for me to promote his book. I invited him on the show. His publisher refused. Refused! And why? Well, because they were afraid of overexposure. That there'd be too much exposure for him and his book. That's what they said. Howard would never do that. All exposure is good to Howard. But I love him. He's a brilliant broadcaster. I am proud to promote his book and for you to see his cats. So go to Facebook and Walter M. Sterling. Now, before I do the show, I get in the mood and I play songs. And somebody said on our staff, why don't you let your listener have these songs that you get in the mood for? And then when they get a network show, because everybody gets one at some point, they will be in the mood. Why don't you listen to this special offer right now?
Now, for a limited time, own all the music Walter listens to before the show. Get in the mood to do a network show just like Walter. Get 10 of Walter's favorite show prep hits. When Walter is feeling 1960s gay. When he remembers that one nighter in Northern California. Visit the 70s with Walter and Barry. You can feel Walter's excitement about being on the air and not behind a desk. Walter believed Barry was really married to that woman. Hot for the OJs? You bet Walter goes there. Call him Disco Walt.
The girl was so smart.
And when Walter is feeling depressed, he's happy he doesn't know loan sharks. Yes, now you can prep for a network radio show with the exact right music, only $9.99. Call now at 888-688-WALT.
and...
Gary, what's your dilemma tonight?
Walter, my dilemma tonight is that I took my daughter to a specialist, an infectious disease specialist.
Sounds fun.
Oh, that was fun. A lot of little weird things breaking out on her body. So I go there. The appointment is for 2 o'clock. We get there, and it's about 2:45, and the front desk tells me, oh, she had an emergency early this morning. So the first thing that happens is I say to them, why didn't you call the patients up and let them know she's an hour behind? No answer at all. Stoic face, nothing. We get called into the examining room about 3:10. The doctor walks in. Remember, this is a 2 o'clock appointment. The doctor walks in at 3:40, and the first thing out of her mouth is, I had to stop for about 20, 25 minutes to have lunch with one of my associates.
Well, all right. We have to hear what's going to happen next coming up in just seconds with Gary Arnell and his dilemma, Sterling, on Sunday.
I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. You know all about the record-setting and deadly heat in Europe earlier this week, pushing north over the continent, recording all-time record highs in many countries. You've heard about the record number of shark attacks in Florida, blamed on the warmer waters making fish populations just shrink, and sharks are looking closer to shore for food. And you've heard about the record-setting rains in southwest China, causing disastrous landslides that have killed at least 36 so far, wiping out entire towns. Weather extremes continue. However, us weather geeks are noticing activity really getting started in the tropics this week. The eastern Pacific has Tropical Storm Eric and a new tropical depression marching away from Mexico. No threats there. And in the Atlantic, there's a persistent tropical wave forecast to generate flooding rains over Puerto Rico and Hispaniola midweek. But any real chance of development might be the end of the week over the Florida Straits. Plus, there are 2 new well-developed tropical waves coming off the African coast that we need to watch very closely later this week. Here we go. An update on your forecast coming up in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
888-688-WALT, Gary Arnell's dilemma. He was in a doctor's office. The doctor was an hour and 15 minutes late. And what was the doctor's excuse, Gary?
The doctor's, by the way, an hour and 40 minutes, and the doctor's excuse was that he had a planned lunch break with one of his associates in the office that lasted about 20 minutes that he just couldn't pull away from. They had planned this for a couple of days, had some conversation, and then she came into the office non-apologetic. We're talking an hour and 40 minutes after the appointment time. My daughter's in there. She doesn't want me to say, I'm really outraged. She doesn't want me to say anything to her at all because she needs her expertise. And we've been hearing that clinically she's pretty good at infectious disease. So I don't say anything. I tell my uncle the next day about this story, Walter. He tells me something similar like this happened to him. He sent the doctor's office a bill for what his personal time was worth. Not a bad idea, because she had no legitimate reason to be that late. I didn't say anything. I think once the clinicals play out, I then may reapproach this. But was I wrong for not saying anything right then and there, especially when she had an arrogant attitude, no bedside manner, non-apologetic? I just couldn't take it. Couldn't take it.
888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. What should Gary say next? What should Gary say next? The doctor was an hour and 40 minutes late, and Gary kept his big mouth shut for once.
Mm-hmm.
What should Gary say next? He's going to see the doctor again soon. What would you recommend to Gary?
Wow.
The number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. You know what we haven't heard? We have not heard from Velo Hool. We have not heard from Velo Hool with his report on Civil War gold. Let's listen now.
The Leginas, Rick Legina, Marty Legina, and the charismatic and stoic Alex Legina,
are working on their TV shows. The Curse of Oak Island and The Curse of Civil War Gold. They're being shot right now. The Dykstra brothers and the lumbering, buffoonish Brad Richards. Are they going to find gold? Well, here's what we know. On Oak Island, more equipment has been brought in, and the swamp is being investigated. Big equipment, big swamp. And has the lady returned? Lady returned to Oak Island, the one. We're going to find out. What's going on with the Curse of Civil War Gold? Well, Muskegon, we have a lot of things going on. Number one, Gary Draper was cited in the last week or so. Also coming up, we've also seen the Dykstras. The Dykstras are busy trying to get a permit to dig up a road around the estate of Charles Hackley. And Marty Legina is behind the idea of ripping up the road, looking for a tunnel, and repaving that road. In fact, he has sent not only big equipment to Muskegon, Michigan, he's also sent bottles of wine to the politicians as a way to encourage them to give up those permits. Gold. Gold. They're gonna find gold. And on Oak Island, they're going to find the most amazing treasure anyone could ever find. The Holy Grail. The Holy Grail. Is it in the swamp? Well, that's what Rick Legina thinks. We're watching carefully as the shooting goes on. And there are going to be amazing scenes. I'm excited about the upcoming seasons of The Curse of Oak Island and The Curse of Civil War Gold, and I know you are too. I'm Velo Houle of Muskegon, Michigan, for Sterling on Sunday.
You know, that's got to be funnier. To do that again next week, it's got to be funnier. Elliot, listening on WSB, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. What advice do you have for Gary Arnell, whose doctor kept him waiting an hour and 40 minutes? What should Gary say?
Hey, Elliot.
Hey, how's it going?
All right, man.
My ex-mother-in-law had a very similar thing with a dentist, and she said out in California there's actually a law where you can bill the dentist.
Hey, Elliot. Elliot.
Yeah.
Speak into the phone. Are you on a speaker? Turn off the speaker. Talk into the phone.
Okay, hold on a second.
It's a radio show. You can't use a speakerphone.
I had a very similar thing with a dentist. And she said out in California there's actually a law where you can bill the dentist. Hey, Elliot? Elliot?
Yeah.
Are you on the
phone? Elliot, you're listening to the radio, and you're talking on a speakerphone.
Okay, hold on a second.
Turn off the radio. Talk into the phone. Turn off the radio. Why would you call a show and listen to the radio? You know there's a delay. You're a big boy. Use your words.
All right. So, my ex-mother-in-law did that, and after she had told the dentist about, you know, her moving from California to Georgia, she never had a problem with the dentist again. He saw her on time every single time after that.
So what state did they have that law in where you could bill the doctor?
My ex-mother-in-law had said it was in California because she had moved from California to Georgia.
Wow.
Yeah. And she said that they didn't.
It's not true. We're not going to continue with that call. Why would anyone call me and be on delay and on a speaker? I understand if you're a car, you can be a speaker. But listen, when you call into a radio show, you can hear the show on your phone. That's one of the great services that we offer you. You can hear it on the show. There's no need to listen on the radio. Now, if you've listened to the radio for the past 118 years, you've heard talk show hosts their entire lives screaming, turn off your radio. That's because all these shows are on a delay so that if you say weenie, you get cut off. Gary Arnell's dilemma is this. He's dealt with a specialist who was an hour and 40 minutes late, and he wants to know what to say to this specialist so they understand that that's not okay. What advice do you have for Gary and his dilemma tonight? Your number is 888-688-WALT. We are live on a Sunday night. Nothing else is live. Anything else that's on the radio is the Gold Show, the Bitcoin Show, Mr. Bitcoin, the Annuity Show, Electric Annuities in You, and Screaming at the Democrats. But we don't do that. We are live, and we're having a good time. It's 888-688-WALT. And you can see a live stream from the laundry room and see the cats that Howard Stern's gave me. Isn't that incredible? Help Gary Arnell with his dilemma. What should he say to the doctor who kept him waiting an hour and 40 minutes? Oh, my God. 888-688-9258. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Imagined by Matt DeSantis.
All right, it's Gary Arnell's dilemma time. That means that he has something he can't deal with. Gary Arnell, a great friend of ours and a great friend of the radio show, 888-688-9258. Jason in Dallas, how would you solve Gary's dilemma of a doctor keeping him waiting an hour and 40 freaking minutes?
Hey, Jason.
Hey, thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it. That's kind of ridiculous, but I would take it on a case-by-case basis, you know, especially if it's anything, you know, it's you said it was an orthodontic specialist, I guess, you know, people have medical conditions that they don't necessarily even know about. They might be hemophilic or something like that. So, but I would definitely confront him about it, asking if, you know, somebody's having a medical emergency.
No. Jason, the doctor took extra time at lunch. It was because of his lunch. That's why he was late, Jason. What should Gary say now?
Like, I would ask him if I showed up an hour and 40 minutes late to my appointment, if he'd still see me.
Jason, what happens when you go into a doctor's office and you're 15 or 20 minutes late and they tell you, sorry, we can't fit you in the schedule now, and that's 15, 20 minutes, and this doctor has the audacity to come to me and tell me that she had a scheduled lunch with an associate in the office that she really needed to partake in, and she spent about 20 to 25 minutes there after I went in at 2, and she didn't come in until 3:40.
Yeah, that's unacceptable. I would, you know, kind of like that last caller, I'd send him a bill for my time. But, you know,
yeah,
if you go in 15 minutes late, they tell you to kick rocks, and then they charge you for missing your appointment.
Yeah.
So, you know, he missed your appointment.
You know what it is, Gary, and that's Gary Arnell's dilemma for this week, and I appreciate it, Gary. What it is arrogance. It's the heart of arrogance. It is, and it's trailed them their whole life. This is the problem with the medical profession. They don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to talk to each other. They don't know how to communicate with each other. Fran, listening to Sterling on Sunday, what would you do for Gary Arnell's dilemma, Fran?
Hey.
Welcome to the show, Fran. Hi.
Hey, Fran.
Good evening. I worked at the VA for 30 years, and I do go to private hospitals myself, and there's questionnaires. You're supposed to be able to be seen within 15 minutes, and if you're not, there has to be a very good reason. And there's also Joint Commission, JCAHO,
right,
which is the Commission for Hospitals.
That's very boring. Phil in Illinois, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Phil listening on WLS in Chicago. How are you?
Hey, Phil.
I'm fine, Walter. How are you?
Charming.
I wouldn't say anything to her. I'd just wait out back in the alley and jump her when she came out.
Oh, nice.
Nice. Lovely. Terrific.
Great.
Gary, thank you for bringing your dilemma to us this week. What I would do is exactly what you said, which is send them an invoice. And I have done that with various things in the past. And you know what? They always get paid.
Walter, I have one question for you. What do you think about the idea of addressing doctors by their first name instead of saying doctor? I understand the 12 years of medical school and training and so forth, but bringing them down one step on the ladder.
I call my psychiatrist by his first name.
Okay, all right.
Hey, thanks, Gary. Thanks a lot. Gary Arnell, our friend, 888-688-WALT. Thanks for being on the show, Gary. You're always good. All right, well, listen, there's this great, I have to talk to you about this great new law in Australia, and a stunning new law. I love this law. Come with me to when you were 8 years old, and you go to visit a relative's house, and this relative is terrific in some ways, but always does the same horrible thing, which is this relative bends over and kisses you. And it's a disgusting, messy, often mustached on a woman kiss. It's horrible. Consensual kissing is a new law in parts of Australia where a kid has to give consent to grandma, grandpa, uncle, scary aunt, scary great aunt. The kid has to give consent for the kiss from a relative. I think this is the best law ever made, the greatest law ever made, that finally these repulsive relatives that are not of your choosing. You're 8 years old. It's not of your choosing that you have this repulsive relative. That this repulsive relative has to get permission from the child in order to bend over and give that sloppy, disgusting kiss. This is a new law in Australia. I think this is the best law ever. I think some other laws should go with it, such as whether or not I have to eat spinach as a child, broccoli, asparagus, beets. To this day, I've never tasted a beet. To this day, I have never eaten a beet. But one of the great things about being an adult is I am no longer given disgusting kisses by anybody. And I believe that my 7-year-old daughter should have the same right to not have to suffer a disgusting kiss from a disgusting relative. And God bless the country of Australia, which refers to itself as the luckiest country in the world. Oh my gosh, they are. Absolutely. When you go down the radio dial and you get to 88, 87, 89, you know what's down there in the murkiness besides public radio? Are bad college radio stations. And they sound like this.
Bad college radio.
This time, we take a short break from our diverse block programming to tell you about our constant need for listener support here at Awesome Sauce Student Radio. You see, our students here tire of our new Logitech audio engines. We want new audio consoles that are fresh and inspiring. Our staff has come to the conclusion that it's impossible to create a radio program that is truly woke on a console valued under 50 grand. So we're calling on you, our listeners, to meet our needs. Do you really need that third Starbucks cherry macchiato vanilla frappuccino latte? Give it to us. We deserve it. After all, we work for you for free. So give us what we need to operate. We can't do it without you. This is station manager Ben Fields. Together, we can bribe the Princeton Review to name us best college radio station in America. Up next, Olivia Clothmeyer-Cortez Alberts will share 5 things you must stop doing now to avoid killing a polar bear in 35 years. After that, it's the Ouija Board Hour, followed by The Sound of Trees, right here on Awesome Sauce Student Radio.
Bad College Radio.
The brilliant James Copeland. I am so lucky that such incredibly talented people, Matt DeSantis, James Copeland, James Parker, Randy Thomas, these great talents all do this stuff for free. I have no idea why. Maybe, as my current wife says, it's because I give them a creative outlet. Well, I can think of a lot of creative outlets that involve internet porn that do not require me to actually do anything. What does that mean? I hope you've enjoyed meeting my cats. They were given to me by Howard Stern, and they're there to promote his book. I invited him on the show. His publisher said, too much exposure. I know Howard wouldn't have turned it down, but he's a great friend. It was an honor to be at his wedding, and thank you for the cats, Howard. Howard Stern, the greatest broadcaster who ever lived. If you want to see his cats, they are live streaming right now on Facebook at Walter M. Sterling. Well, that was a pretty big show. I would say that's a pretty big show that we did tonight. You and I can stay in touch all week. Listen to my podcast. Oh, for God's sakes. Download the podcast, Midnight Misfits at iTunes. Midnight Misfits at iTunes. Sterling on Sunday.
And my classroom should be as well air-conditioned as your favorite bar.
Next Sunday. All right. Right. Stay bright.